This is episode 10 of Ask the Pastor. I'm your host, Nick Drake. I'm the pastor of Richland Baptist Church in Kingdom City, Missouri. Today's question is, what are your feelings about cremation? Well, I'm going to get to that in a second. You know, it's interesting, almost always people who choose cremation do so because it's cheaper than traditional burial, although recent research that I've heard about has actually shown that it's not quite as economical as previously thought. In other words, there's a lot of costs associated with cremation that many people don't consider. But really, I'm not going to talk about the finances of it today. I'm not going to talk about some of the logistics. I don't think that's really the place for the Ask the Pastor podcast. It is cheaper still, and that's why there's an increase in those who choose this method for their loved ones. Of course, there are places in the world like Japan and many religions like Buddhism and Hinduism and things like that where cremation is the norm anyway. But there is an increase in our country specifically over the years and in European countries as well because of the cost. And that's really the main reason. It's not really anything else other than cost and maybe a lower view of burial. The Bible doesn't specifically address cremation with anything like you should not cremate your loved ones or you should cremate your loved one. That's obviously not mentioned in the Bible, and that's why I was asked this question probably. You won't see anything in the New Testament about commands for burial practices. You will see the practice of traditional burial, for example, of course, being the burial of the Lord Jesus Christ, and really every other burial that's mentioned. While you will not see any cremation practices mentioned in the New Testament, not amongst Christians, but you won't see commands specifically about one or the other. So I want to make that clear up front, that as I share this, it's not to share this is what the Bible says, definitely so. Traditionally, cremation has not been accepted by Christians, so I think it's important to consider that. For pretty much the entirety of the history of the Christian church, cremation has not been accepted or practiced by Christians, really until recently. And even now, the vast majority of Christians choose traditional burial over cremation, even though they can save some money in cremation over burial. Interestingly, according to Timothy George, the first cremation in America took place in 1876, accompanied by readings from Charles Darwin and the Hindu scriptures. For many years, relatively few persons, mostly liberals and free thinkers, chose cremation. So that's according to Timothy George. Biblical reasoning, I would argue, seems to argue against creation. Cremation is traditionally a pagan practice. It's the only instances of burning the dead in the Bible are instances of sin and or defilement and cursing, you know, a curse. It was a wretched thing for your body to be burned after death. Please realize I'm not saying the Bible says cremation is a sin, but rather that biblical reasoning seems to point toward burial as the suggested practice. So I'm not calling you out in it. I'm simply saying this is what I see the Bible kind of leading us toward. While some other religions have believed the physical body to be like a prison for the eternal soul, the Bible doesn't teach it that way. The Bible has a higher view of the human body, the physical body. For biblical Christianity, the physical body is an essential part of humanity. It's the life to come even includes new resurrection bodies. Remember, we were created by God in the image of God. So I think there's a very important aspect to our understanding of this just in regards to the human body. Philippians 3:21 says, God will transform the body of our humble condition into the likeness of his glorious body by the power that enables him to subject everything to himself. Right now, Jesus has the body that he had when he was here on earth, but it's a glorified body, that the one that he had when he rose from the dead, glorified and to die no more. And when he comes again, he'll do the same to our bodies, the Bible tells us. 2 Corinthians 5:4 says, indeed, we who are in this tent, talking about this current physical body, we who are in this tent groan, burdened as we are, because we do not want to be unclothed, but clothed so that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Life to come for the Christian is seen in the resurrection of the body in glory and for eternity. So when the soul leaves the current shell of our physical bodies at the time of death now, it only longs to return to the glorified, resurrected body at the second coming of Christ. I mean, what's the greatest thing that can be said about the physical human body? Probably the fact that the eternal Son of God took on flesh in a human body, and he'll have one forever. John 1:14, the Word became flesh and took up residence among us. We observed his glory, the glory as the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. The purpose of our physical bodies is the same as the purpose of our lives, to glorify God. This is clear in places like 1 Corinthians 6, which talks a lot about the body. It's clear in Philippians 1. Think about something. I mean, God, a few things to think about, and especially we see this in 1 Corinthians 6. God dwells inside us through his promised Holy Spirit. When we are in Christ, when we come to know Christ, we receive his Spirit, and he dwells inside of us. He lives inside of our physical bodies. He bought us. Think about that. He bought us, including our physical bodies, with the blood of his Son. 1 Corinthians 6 talks about that. God owns us. We were bought at a price. God owns us, including our physical bodies. So if we accept cremation, can we say with Paul in Philippians 1:20, can we say along with him, my eager expectation and my hope is that I will not be ashamed about anything, but that now, as always, with all boldness, Christ will be highly honored in my body, whether by life or by death. Now, I don't think I could if I was okay with cremation. I don't think I could say that with Paul. Maybe you can. And so I would challenge you just to pray for wisdom and discernment about this issue. Pastor John Piper says, burial, sowing the seed of the body, is the biblical picture of belief in the resurrection of the body. Of course, I agree to an extent. I think obviously baptism is a big part of that, but he's referring, of course, to 1 Corinthians 15, 37 and 42 through 44, which says this, and as for what you sow, you are not sowing the future body, but only a seed, perhaps of wheat or another grain. So it is with the resurrection of the dead, sown in corruption, raised in incorruption, sown in dishonor, raised in glory, sown in weakness, raised in power, sown a natural body, raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. You know, cemetery is a word that was first used by Christians, and it means sleeping places. Why? Well, because of our belief in a future resurrection. We see great hope about this. For example, in 1 Thessalonians 4, when Paul talks to the believers about those who have passed away. We see it again in 1 Corinthians 15. I mean, praise the Lord for the hope in that. Of course, I believe clearly that God can raise the ashes of someone who's been cremated just as he can raise bones from a burial plot or from a tomb. Yes, God can do that. He can do anything. So I don't think this is about the power of God to raise the dead, but rather just about what we see reasoned with in Scripture, right? Kind of the reasoning that we see in Scripture just based on the practices of the early church. Now, to me, this is not an issue worth dividing over. I want to be very clear about that. I'm happy to share my opinion with those who ask, like in this case, but I would certainly never condemn or probably even confront those who disagree with me, unless maybe it was a family member that I was having a part in deciding what we were going to do with him or her after death. Most importantly, we have to realize we are sinful in the flesh, in these physical bodies, not because of our physical flesh or because of our physical bodies, but rather while we remain in this physical body. And so Jesus came to die on the cross for our sins. He lived a perfect life. He did with his physical body, but what you and I couldn't do. And so he died in our place on the cross. He rose from the dead to defeat sin and death, to ascend to the Father in glorious and physical form. In that physical body, he ascended to the Father, and he will come again. And we must be ready by placing our faith in his name and turning away from our sins. So that's really the bottom line here, is this is something that could be good discussion and worth discussing, but it's not worth dividing over. Let us make sure that we have right faith with Jesus Christ and that we are prepared for the resurrection of the dead by having salvation from our sins, by turning away and following Jesus Christ. Well, I hope this was helpful. I hope it was encouraging. And again, I hope you'll pray for wisdom and discernment as you make decisions like this. And of course, look to the Word of God for the answers to the most important things we have to address. Thanks for listening.